The biggest of several wildfires still burning out of control in Los Angeles grew by more than 1,000 acres overnight. More than 300,000 people are now under evacuation orders or in evacuation warning areas. As the firefight continues, questions are beginning to mount about whether LA was adequately prepared. NPR's Kirk Siegler has the latest.
Clayton Colbert, a Malibu resident of 45 years, stayed behind when the Palisades fire exploded, figuring he could pump water from the ocean to douse hot spots igniting from embers.
That's our fire hoses there. We saw this coming.
Colbert, exhausted, with black rings of ash under his eyes, is relieved his home between Pacific Coast Highway and the beach is still standing. As we speak, his neighbor's home is engulfed in flames. Two firefighters and an engine can't save it.
I've been doing this for 48 hours or more. There was a period here for 24 hours where there wasn't a fire truck or firefighter or anybody, actually.
You hear this a lot in the fire zones where even hydrants have gone dry. But Colbert isn't sure anything would have mattered. It was so dangerous in the L.A. basin with hurricane-force Santa Ana winds.
Listen, if you look and see what happened in the Palisades and everywhere else, there could be 6,000 firefighters and it wouldn't be enough.
Still, the political finger-pointing has begun over whether more could have been done sooner. Asked about recent budget cuts, L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley told CBS News that did hamper some training and disaster preparedness.
We did exactly what we could with what we had.
Would more resources have helped?
If I had 1,000 engines to throw at this fire, I honestly don't think 1,000 engines at that very moment could have tapped this fire down.
Only recently have winds calmed enough for water scooping planes to fly over the fires, at least for now. It's an extraordinary view from this beach. Huge planes flying in pairs skim the Pacific Ocean, then fly directly over the Santa Monica Mountains. L.A. is a city built out into flammable wildlands from its famous coast to rugged, densely populated canyons with one-way-in, one-way-out roads to mountains as high as 10,000 feet. The LAFD has long been a leader in knocking down urban wildfires. Fire agencies from around the West come here to train. But this past week has tested the best, says UCLA researcher Edith DeGuzman.
You have embers flying miles apart, fire ignition is extremely difficult to predict or control, and it's happening simultaneously in so many places.
DeGuzman says climate change is accelerating the extremes. There were two extraordinarily wet years building up vegetation, and this year, so far, no rainy season. Experts say even the most prepared fire agencies in the world can't do much when infernos like these ignite. DeGuzman says further complicating things are all the wooden homes here, relics of early 20th century earthquake construction.
We have infrastructure and development that is a legacy of a period when we had less extreme conditions climate-wise. And we also have, you know, fewer people.
That's clear even along the posh coastline, where mansions mingle with older, funkier, modest homes, like in Clayton Colbert's neighborhood, which is an eerie shell of its former self.
There was a three-story wood structure house right there between there, and that went up like a Roman candle.
Everything is gone, he says. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Los Angeles.